This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com. Her show is heard weekends here on WBEN. She's on the WBEN Lifeline. We're looking at the labor market. August employment numbers came out Friday, along with revisions to June and July, marking a dramatic slowdown in the job market. What are we looking at, Jill?
You know, I think that, as you say, it's a slowdown. It's not like the entire job market is falling off a cliff. That's not what we're seeing yet. I don't want to say that's going to happen. I'm just saying we're not seeing evidence of that yet. It's draw a line in the sand, basically, after the first 4 months of the year. So if you look at January, February, March, April, you see that job creation was coming in pretty much a little bit slower than the previous year. Last year, it was like 168,000 jobs a month. But in the first 4 months of this year, it was 100, 110,000, 120,000 a month, kind of consistent first 4 months. Then what happens? Then we have the big tariff announcements, uncertainty. We have stock market going nutty on the downside. And I think what happened over May, June, July, and now August is that a lot of companies just said, wait, slow down. We're not doing a lot of hiring. We really don't know what's going on. It's almost like this cloud of uncertainty was sitting over the labor market and putting hiring plans really on hold. And so for what I see is that, you know, I know there was a lot of drama last month when the president fired the Commissioner of Labor Statistics. This month, it's his own labor, his own person is in there. But I think if you just think of it that way, if you're a company, you don't really know where tariffs are going to land. You don't know how consumers or your customers are going to react to it. So all this uncertainty really means not a lot of hiring for right now.
Well, it all points to what some of these new poll numbers show and what you've written about at JillOnMoney.com, the American dream fading for a lot of people.
Yeah, I found this so, I don't know, like this kind of hurt my heart because, you know, I'm like the kind of person who likes not believing in dreams, but that you like to think that you can make your life better, right? That's the beauty of being in this economy, right? And so we had a recent poll from the Wall Street Journal, NORC. They said that the share of people who think they have a good chance of improving their own standard of living fell to just 25%. That's crazy to me. It's a record low in surveys. Like it's a wildly horrible feeling to be like, oh, I don't think that I have a good chance of improving my standard of living. And that means that people really don't believe in the so-called American dream. You know, if you work hard, you're going to get ahead. The people think that this is not possible. And so this is not just about the recent inflationary period. It just isn't. It's just not the only thing. I think that also the fact that homeownership affordability is so bad, I think that even though a lot of people say to me, well, if I don't invest in a home, then I have the stock market. A lot of people don't invest in the stock market. And if they do, they don't put a lot of money in because there's so many other things that they need to be doing, like paying for their childcare and paying for health care and paying for tuition eventually. So I think that these are numbers worth paying attention to. They're about how you feel. They're not what you do. So we don't put them in stone. We just sort of say, that's something we should pay attention to.
You mentioned that it's not really just inflation to blame, but I can't help but think that a lot of this, you know, if somebody asks you if you believe in the American dream and you're a person who said you have a good job, you're making a decent living, and maybe you just got a raise that would typically be, you know, cause for celebration. And then after a year, you realize that that raise that you got is just basically keeping you where you were in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I call this in my mind like the middle class squeeze. You know, like that there is just a lot that's on the shoulders of the middle class. Okay, and what I mean by that is that, you know, when you think about what is middle class, but obviously it's a huge range, right? But the way that Pew Research does it is they say, okay, median household income in the U.S. is about $80,600, which, you know, it's maybe like that. You hear that number, you say, that's the median? That seems high, but that's where we are. And so middle class means that it's about $53,000 to $161,000, okay? Now, obviously, if I earn $150,000, I live in Buffalo versus New York City, I live differently, right? But let me put this out there. So you're right in that there's no doubt that the recent surge in inflation has been a part of this. But I also think it's the home ownership thing is really important because so many people associate being able to afford a home with the American dream, right? I'm not saying there's no code of this. This whole definition of the American dream has changed. But, you know, Redfin pulled out these numbers, and this also blew my mind, that essentially if you need to earn about $112,000 a year to afford just the median price home right now. That means 70% of middle class families cannot afford a home. I think that is weighing so much on sentiment. And also, the cost of childcare is insane. Childcare is massive. Families are spending like almost like 10 to 15% of their income on full day daycare for one kid. And so if you are paying higher prices, paying for your kids. You're not thinking about saving for college, by the way. You're just making do. And so you're right. When you get a raise, let me tell you something. That raise is probably not going up by 15%, which is where we are seeing like a lot of childcare costs are rising by 5, 10, 15%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In a given year.
And then anyone who's looking for a job knows a lot about what's going on right now because it's taking longer for people to find jobs.
It's incredible how, like, you can say, like, oh, the data's bad, this, that. Just talk to people. It is incredible what I learned just talking to people and learning about, like, what is happening out there. You know, I got a little sense of this because on the radio show, we got a slew of people who were government workers who lost their jobs. And they were the first ones who told me, like, earlier in the year, they were like, job market's hard right now. And I'm like, really? You know, because I was sort of operating on the first quarter of the year saying like, oh, that. But they said, absolutely. Like, and if you're a government worker and you've got like a certain skill set, are you going to become a home health care aide overnight? Because it looks to me like a lot of the jobs that are being created are mostly in healthcare. And, you know, you can't just make that poof, make that happen. So I think it's taking a long time. The number of people who have been out of work for more than 6 months, okay, that has gone up to slowly but surely, but it's gone up to like 1.9 million. That's a sign to me. People are out of work longer. It's taking longer. It's a tougher market. Again, I want to just go back one thing. That if you take something away from this, it's not that the entire market is falling apart and there are widespread job layoffs. We don't see that yet, except in media. Sorry, guys. But even even in, you know, but I also think it's pervasive. What happens is, listen, we're emotional beings, right? So if you are hearing about job cuts in certain areas, even though it doesn't even affect you, or that your kid is having a hard time finding a job, it's not affecting you, except it weighs on you. And it kind of brings you down a little bit. So it's not surprising to me that we get some of these sentiment indicators that are showing some weakness. What we're going to have to look forward to, I can't believe I'm saying this and it's September, but I'll tell you what, we're going to look forward to the holiday season. If people are much more restrained this holiday season than they have been over the last few years, I think that will be another sign that the overall economy is not going to be as buoyant as it was over the last couple of years.
All right. Wow, we were on cloud nine, Jill, I have
right.
to say, before
Dude,
you came.
Did you win that lottery yeah. ticket? You wouldn't show up to work, would you?
No, we won the football game last night, though. So, I mean, honestly, some people around here would take that over the Powerball.
Right.
No, I wouldn't take it over Powerball, but I'll take it as yeah. as the long-suffering Jets fan.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, oh, that's right.
Well, that's all right. I'm just being like very upbeat about because I can't lose. That's the thing. Uh-huh. You guys can lose. I feel good about either team winning.
Honestly, it's kind of true. Hey, Jill, thank you. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.